State Auditor Dave Yost says a lot of work has gone into the statewide audit of school attendance data since problems were identified in several major school districts last summer.
More than 260 auditors have worked on it, spent 10,807 hours, and that's just billable hours, so it doesn't include our management team, the investigators, the design work, or the work of our friends from OSU. The cost has been $443,000, and we looked at 331 individual schools in 137 districts.
And Yost says he's found four additional school districts, Canton City Schools, Cincinnati City Schools, Northridge Local Schools, and Winton Woods City Schools, also doctored their data to make it look better than it actually was. Already this past year, problems were discovered in Campbell, Cleveland, Marion, Toledo, and Columbus. And Yost says the problems in Columbus go deeper than in the rest of the state.
Not only was attendance being scrubbed, but grades were being changed as well without any proper basis. And we have also found evidence that indicates an intent to deceive both ODE and the parents of this district.
Yost says investigators are looking further into problems with Columbus schools, and he says criminal referrals could be made in the future in that case. Yost says he wants to make sure problems like the ones that have been uncovered in the nine school districts won't happen again. So he's making some recommendations.
We need to increase the training that is done. There's virtually no training from the state level that's required on EMIS, which is the system where the attendance information is sent to the Ohio Department of Education. We also need better automation and security for the assessment testing.
And Yost says he wants Ohio lawmakers to take action to change some things.
The Ohio Department of Education is not allowed to know the names of the kids in the schools in Ohio. They actually contract with an outside vendor who runs a duplicate data warehouse, and then the vendor creates what's called an SSID. It's an individual number for each student, and that's what goes to ODE. So ODE, when we went in, had no idea who these kids were. They were just a number. This leads to not only duplication of costs, because we're paying for two data warehouses, but it also creates some other issues. It's difficult for the department to monitor the attendance as relates to individual kids. It's difficult to verify the data.
Yost also wants to change the practice now known as Count Week. That's the week that schools throughout the state traditionally count their students for the entire year. Yost says schools have developed incentives, pizza parties, spirit week, pajama days, things that entice the maximum number of students to attend during that week. Yost wants to change the system, allowing multiple attendance counts throughout the year.
What we're suggesting is that money follow the kids more or less in real time so that each day there's an incentive to keep the child in school.
The Ohio Department of Education's John Charlton says most school districts are reporting correct data as required.
We're talking almost 1,000 school districts, and only 9 of them were unable to follow the rules.
Charlton rejects the notion that the department doesn't provide enough oversight. He says the department is accountable and has discovered problems on its own in the past.
The Department of Education has never been designed as a watchdog agency. We're an agency that collects information and shares reports. If we need to be more aggressive, and we know we need to be more aggressive with some checks, we can make those changes.
Charlton says his department will give serious consideration to every recommendation made by Auditor Yost and make the changes that are feasible. He likes the idea of changing the law to give the department student names and additional information to validate data.
It would be an excellent thing in our opinion.
Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.